AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A jury in New Hampshire has begun deliberating the case of a prep school senior accused of raping a 15-year-old girl. Owen LaBrie is accused of having sex with the girl as part of a senior ritual, but his lawyer says there's no DNA evidence the two ever had intercourse.
Scientific evidence of DNA that focused on that resulted in, I cannot say that that was Owen LaBrie's DNA.
The prosecutor says the fact the girl testified in the case shows she cannot be lying.
What kid would go through all of this unless it was 100% true?
Owen LaBrie faces several sexual assault charges in connection with the case. There's more defiance in Kentucky by a court clerk ordered to issue marriage licenses to gay couples.
When one gay couple was attempting to get a license, she was in her office talking on the phone. She did not come out. She did not address the commotion at the counters in her office. It was her deputies that are dealing with this issue and said they believe they have until Monday.
The AP's Claire Galifaro tells us the clerk closed the office, claiming there were computer upgrades that needed to be completed. President Obama is in New Orleans this afternoon to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and the revival of communities hit hard by the storm.
The president will point to a booming economy, a new hospital, a revived school system, and other positive signs as evidence he's delivered on 2008 campaign pledges to reverse Uncle Sam's appalling Katrina failures. However, much of the rebuilding was financed with billions authorized under George W. Bush, and the recovery still hasn't helped many of the city's poor.
That's the AP's Mark Smith. Nearly 2,000 people died when the massive storm hit the New Orleans area 10 years ago. On Wall Street, a rally today appears to be holding. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up more than 360 points. This is AP Radio News. The mourning continues in Roanoke, Virginia, where the staff of WDBJ Television is still trying to recover from the shooting deaths of a reporter and a cameraman. General Manager Jeff Marks was on the Today Show this morning.
My greatest concern is about the news team, and they're doing a marvelous job of holding it together, doing their regular broadcast, choking back some emotion, but doing what needs to be done.
A memorial of flowers, cards, and balloons has grown outside that station. Meantime, Chamber of Commerce official Vicki Gardner continues to recover from her wounds at a local hospital. She's now in fair condition. Six people known to be dead on the island of Dominica in the Caribbean as Tropical Storm Erica moves through the region. It's expected to batter the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico before heading toward Florida. This is Governor Rick Scott.
The storm path continues to change, so there's clearly a lot of uncertainty. Right now, it looks like whatever's going to happen, it'll hit Florida sometime late Sunday or Monday morning.
I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The stakes are high this season, and the competition, fierce. Nematodes and disease, these guys don't play fair. With your yield on the line, you can either get lucky or you can stack the deck. With Victrato Soybean Seed Treatment, featuring Timerium technology, it's your ace in the hole to flush out royal pains like nematodes, SDS, and red crown rot. Victrato Soybean Seed Treatment. Read 'em and reap. Always read and follow label instructions.